Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
He's worthy. He's worthy of all of the glory.
Of all the glory.
Come on.
Glory.
And all of the praise.
Of all of the praise.
Let the redeemed of the Lord
of
say
all
so.
The glory.
Yes.
Glory.
And all the praise.
Of all of the praise.
Can't nobody do you like
of
Jesus.
All the glory.
Come on.
Glory.
You owe him the praise.
Of all of the
your best praise. Come on. Somebody scream. Somebody's got a testimony tonight that when I was lost in my sin, I had no hope within. But guess what? That's when a man called Jesus. He saved me. He raised me. So I decided to lift up my hands and in the atmosphere declare, he's worthy. I can't hear you. Oh, yeah. Somebody holler. Did you hear me?
He died.
Oh, yes, he did. Gave a
rest.
Come on, say it.
He died. To save a rest.
Come on, say it. Listen, they whipped him all night long. That's what they did to my Jesus. And he never said a mumbling word. That's why I lift my hands, because I can see him hanging on the cross, so that little old me could not be lost. Somebody say,
Jesus,
come on.
Calvary,
I can't hear you.
Calvary,
tell a story.
Calvary,
what did he do?
I want you to know that he is worthy. Lonnie Hunter featuring Structure right here on Guts, Gospel United is Safe on WEXY, Wilton Manor, Fort Lauderdale, and the Miami area. We thank God for all of you, and we are grateful that you're tuning in to the broadcast and being a part of what God's doing right here and right now. We thank you again for all that you do and all that you're going to do in order to help us. By the way, if you want to know how you can do it, all you got to do is give us a call. You can call 954-554-6755. Call or text. That's all you need to do, and we'll get you to your point of breakthrough. We want to pray and laugh and cry with you, and we thank God for all of you who are tuning in and listening to the broadcast. Great blessings, and a big old shout-out to all of my friends and relatives and loved ones and those of you who just like to listen. To the broadcast. You may not like me, but you just like to listen. Well, we thank God for you, too, and we're grateful to have you listening in on the broadcast. I'm getting ready to talk to you a little bit about what did Jesus look like. Just a little bit. We'll go into some other stuff in a moment, but I just want to talk to you a little bit about what did Jesus look like. Now, we really don't know the answer to that question, but many Americans and Europeans picture Jesus of Nazareth with brown hair, brown eyes, handsome and white, Caucasian, suntanned maybe, but definitely white. The kind of white you might meet in Minneapolis, Cincinnati, or Peoria, Illinois. Now, at the risk of sounding racist, I want you to know that that's a myth. In all probability, Jesus was much darker in complexion than the average white American or European. He was born a Jew. He was born a Jew. Is my mic on? Yeah. He was born a Jew. He lived as a Jew, and he remained a Jew throughout his life. More importantly, even though he entered the stage of humanity at a specific place and time and possessed specific racial characteristics, in a larger sense, Jesus transcends the barriers of race and color. He was a Jew, yet he spoke freely and respectfully to a Samaritan woman. Is my mic on? Yeah. He crossed those barriers. A custom prohibited Jesus, a Jew, from entering the home of a Gentile. Yet when a Roman centurion pleaded on behalf of his servant who lay sick at home, Jesus replied, "I will come and heal him." Now the centurion said, "That's okay, you don't have to do that because I know who you are, Jesus, and I understand how this works. So all you got to do is just say the word." But Jesus was willing to do so. When he was hounded by a Canaanite woman, now Canaanites were historic enemies of the Jewish people, Jesus commended her faith and healed her daughter. I might be a dog, Lord, but even the dogs can eat the crumb from the master's table. Jesus, though he was a victim of racial prejudice himself, on one trip through Samaria, he was rejected because the Samaritans guessed that he was a Jew bound for Jerusalem. The society that Jesus entered when he became a man drew three primary distinctions among people. They were divided by their race, Jew or Gentile, their class, slave or free, and their sex, male or female, or I should say their gender. The good news that Jesus brought presented a racial departure and a radical departure and a gender departure and a class departure from those distinctions. However, Paul summarized it eloquently when he wrote, "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Now, the followers of Jesus must be like him, not in their color or racial characteristics, but in accepting and loving and living in harmony with all people, regardless of gender, class, or race distinction. So let's think about this for a moment. Think about what I'm trying to say. Think about what I'm trying to explain to you. God commands unity or living in harmony among all people. How do you usually treat people who are different from you? Are you living in harmony with all people, regardless of their gender, their class, or their race distinction? Or do you ostracize? Do you demoralize? Do you make distinctions? The only distinction we ought to be making is holy or unholy, clean and unclean. That's the only distinction we're supposed to be making. And that's really within ourselves, not within others. We're supposed to make sure that we look separate. We look holy. So when people see us, they see the God in us. And how do we do that? We do that by actually having Jesus really being with us. Yeah, it's not a fake it till you make it kind of scenario. You really can get him and get him for real and really have the effect of actually living for God. It makes all the difference in the world. By the way, you are tuned into Guts Gospel United Faith, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm your host, Nikki V, and we thank you so much for tuning into the broadcast. The number to call for prayer, to talk to us, to share your opinion, your point of view, maybe you've got something going on and you want the world to know, give us a call or text us, 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. And as we conclude this point, Heavenly Father, we are praying for those who are victims of discrimination, who face trials and tribulations, who are often treated and mistreated because of the color of their skin, because of their gender, because of whether they're rich or poor, or even because they may be single or married. Lord God, we ask that you would give us a mind. And then, God, I know that black lives matter, but to you, relationships matter. And God, you want us to be in relationship, not just with you. For you said, how can somebody say they love me and they don't love their brother, which they see every day? So, God, help us to build and nurture and develop our relationships with our family, with our friends, with our neighbors, with our loved ones, with our spouses, with our children. Oh, God, we can make a difference. And you told us through your Son that by this shall men know that ye are disciples of the Most High God, that you have love or show love or give love one to to another. So, Lord God, help us to become more loving. Fill us till we overflow. Lord, we don't just want to be like the Old Testament saints with your spirit upon us, but we want your spirit to rest in us, that you may take these hearts of stone and turn them into hearts of flesh, that we might be able to do exactly what we ought to do. For God, it is not by works that we're saved, but because we're saved, we desire to be holy. We desire to live for you, and therefore we will do what you command because we want to obey. And we thank you for it now. We give you the glory and honor and praise because it belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. We thank you, God. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we'll talk to you a little bit more about some other things. But thank you again for tuning in to Guts, Gospel United Save, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm your host, Nikki V, and we'll be back right after this.
Man, get up. You can do it. Don't be afraid of change. Your destiny awaits you. Climb harder. You got more in you. Touchdown!
Harvest Reapers International School of Ministry
and Life Coaching Systems
are offering the best life skills courses in the USA today.
Become a part of the fastest growing industry in the world.
Let us show you how to be successful in everything you do.
Become a life coach in just 3 short weeks.
Harvest Reapers International School of Ministries and Life Coaching Systems are teaching you how to become successful in everything you do.
This is Apostle and Life Coach Howard Akins Jr. Don't miss this opportunity of a lifetime.
Call today for the next open house in your city. 754-422-4200. 754-422-4200.
Victory Christian World Ministry presents Resurrection Holy Spirit Meetings with the guest speaker, Apostle Joseph Daguna from London, England. That's the 17th to the 20th of March, 2016. Thursday through Friday, 7 p.m., Sunday, 11 a.m., and 7 p.m. It's all happening at 7457 Northwest 57th Street in Tamarack, Florida, 33319. The theme, Encountering Showers of Blessings, Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Hosted by Apostle Stead Roy Williams and Pastor Shanette Williams of Victory Christian World Ministry. The number to call, 954-720-0003. Come experience the move of God in your life. Don't miss it. Victory Christian World Ministries presents...
Hey, girl.
Resurrection,
you know,
Holy Spirit meetings with guest speaker, Apostle Joseph Daguna from London, England.
Hey, girl. You know, you pretty or whatever, but wouldn't you like to bring out that beauty that's inside of you? You should call Robin Eason, 954-696-8865. She's a makeup artist that can bring out the natural beauty in you. That's Robin Eason, 954-696-8865. Call Robin Eason so she can bring out that natural beauty in you. You pretty or whatever.
Hey, girl. You know, you pretty or whatever, but wouldn't you like to bring out that beauty that's inside of you? You should call Robin Eason, 954-696-8865. She's a makeup artist that can bring out the natural beauty in you. That's Robin Eason, 954-696-8865. Call Robin Eason so she can bring out that natural beauty in you. You pretty or whatever.
Here's a reminder. Don't forget to add Guts to your Facebook and Twitter so you can text in, call in, or use a social network to voice your comments and opinions.
Now back to the Guts Gospel Show. Right here on your favorite radio station.
Greater in heaven or earth than you.
But it is at the root of many seemingly prideful behaviors. Seemingly prideful behaviors. Yeah. I know. How is fear connected to pride? Well, let me kind of see if we can walk through this a little bit. The capacity to fear is a gift from God. When applied as intended, fear can keep us focused and doing the right thing for the right reasons. Yet, what we actually do with the gift is of our capacity to fear often prevents us from enjoying its benefits. Instead of enhancing life as a dimension of keeping our focus on God, fear has poisoned human relationships ever since man first stepped out of God's will. The first thing Adam and Eve did after they ate the forbidden fruit was become self-conscious, cover up, and hide in fear. In a way, we've been hiding ever since, in fear that our weaknesses and bad behaviors will be found out. The irony is that God, the only one who matters on an eternal scale, already sees and knows all. Can't hide it from him. The temptation to toxic fear is something we all face every day. It's a dark force that can color our relationships and permeate our souls. As Usman Estes said, fear is the dark room where negatives are developed. Anti-God state of mind. It is a good thing turned bad. In both Old Testament and New Testament, the fear of God and fear of man are placed at the extremes of good and evil. We are called to hold God in life-giving, reverent awe as the ultimate source and judge of our self-worth and security. Life-giving fear is, as W.E. Vine defines it, wholesome dread, a heartfelt desire not to dishonor or grieve the one who has extended his compassion, mercy, and grace to us. Being agitated by fear into fight or flight thinking and behavior is life-threatening in the most personal and profound way. Now, in Psalm 111:10, we read, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." And in Proverbs 14:26, we read, "He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress for his children. It will be a refuge." God, as the preeminent object of wholesome fear, is made clear at the end of Ecclesiastes by King Solomon, who gives the definitive statement of the application of our capacity to fear. "Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Now, in stark contrast to the wholesome awe of God, Proverbs 29:25 tells us, "Fear of man will prove to be a snare." Jesus poses the core question regarding the right use of the gift of fear when he tells his followers, "I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who can kill the body and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after the killing of the body, has the power to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him." Now, if fear or awe of God is appropriate and necessary in our faith, then how do we avoid the toxic fear of man? We have to understand the root cause of toxic fear. What is the common denominator? The answer lies in our addictive dependence on at-risk sources of security and self-worth. A good workable definition of addiction is an over-increasing desire for something that has an ever-decreasing ability to. Addictions, both positive and negative, start as a voluntary attempt to choice to experience something desirable and end up as a compulsion that grows continually stronger and out of control. When we seek safety from pain and loss of esteem in an at-risk, things like our possessions and our position, we are vulnerable to anxiety and fear as key drivers for our thoughts and behaviors. When we feel like our source of supply for the things we are addicted to is at risk, toxic fear can poison our daily decisions and relationships in a wide variety of ways. When we get back, we'll tell you about some of the ways and some examples of some ways that fear edges God out. Thanks again for tuning in to Guts, Gospel United States, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm your host, Nikki V, and we thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you tune back in and be with us, but you can always call or listen in. Stick with us throughout the whole broadcast. 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. All right, we're going to let you out with Crazy World.
You know, when it feels like everyone wants to bring you down and say that you can't make it and that you can't win, I want to tell you to keep God in mind and believe in His promise. Let's go.
I had a vision just the other day that tomorrow wouldn't be this way. No more children being led astray or led away, but that was yesterday. And now today, let us pray. Five tomorrow, that was yesterday. I said the future's on the next way, but now I'm guessing if it's step away. Get the pay and check the chase. Father, please help us, please show us the way. Cause we forgot about it yesterday. So today, let us pray for this crazy world.
Everybody say, yay, man.
This is where we take the hit
that you all know and love
and bless them only on
R&B. The game needs some cleaning. Call me Bleach. Somebody got to speak the truth. Too many fools lying. All that nonsense you talking, Mr. Hardy Vine.
You causing problems, I'm meant to rectify. I need you to look deep within yourself and ask yourself the question: are you causing problems or are you rectifying?
Broward County,
I said so fresh it doesn't. Mark Garvey, yeah, I say president like I'm Steve Harvey. You just phenomenon, straight from Lauderdale. And I'm gonna say it one more time for those who don't hear well. I said so fresh it doesn't. Mark Garvey, yeah, I say president like I'm Steve Harvey. You just phenomenon, social activist. If I ran the block, I'd govern it like Charlie Crist. I heard the voice of Frederick Douglass say I got to teach the hearts and minds of the youth, hard you got to reach. Most of them don't go to church, you got your route to preach. The game needs some cleaning, call me bleach. Somebody got to speak the truth, too many fools lying. All that nonsense you talking, Mr. Hard ain't mine. Life and death are in the tongue, that's why I use a dime. You causing problems, I'm in the rectifying. You causing problems, I'm in the rectifying.
Everybody got their own life to live.
Well, you causing problems,
I choose to rectify. But here's what happens when you cause problems.
I'm gonna hear this little story about my cousin C. Started hanging with some goons and started slanging deep. Now C was stacking plenty of bread, but he was overspending. Burned a pound a day, plus he had too many women. He had his own corner and two just to work for him. Brainwashed some jits, so they did his dirt for him. One of them called a case and went to jail. C denied his collect calls and his bail. He had kingpin ambitions like Buzzy Siegel. I told him if he's gonna leave, keep it legal. Use your power of influence for the good. We need more positivity in the hood. He wasn't trying to hit, the cash made him cold. He did whatever for the bread, he lost control. No matter what he gained, he lost, cause he stole his soul. My cousin died and into hell, let the truth be told. The game needs some cleaning, call me bleach. Somebody got to speak the truth, too many fools lying. All that nonsense you talking, Mr. Hard ain't mine. Life and death are in the tongue, that's why I used to die. Got mama at the church, on the front row crying. A trapping goon they wanna be, cause of you they trying. You causing problems, I'm in the rectifying. You causing problems, I'm in the rectifying. You causing problems, I'm in the rectifying.
My young G,
get your education. The dropout rates increase, so has incarceration. Too many youth in jail, it's their life they're wasting. Catching cases daily, most of them be paper chasing. They can't stay out the system, parole they violate. You owe my sisters, your man got life, ain't no need to wait. Life is what you make it, what are you creating? Mr. Hard, speak the truth, that's not up for debate. For debate, game needs to clean it. Call me bleach. Somebody got to speak the truth, too many fools lying. All that nonsense you talking, Mr. Hard ain't mine. Life and death are in the tongue, that's why I used to die. Got mama at the church, on the front row crying. A trapping goon they wanna be, cause of you they trying. You causing problems, I'm in the rectifying. You causing problems, I'm in the rectifying. You causing problems, I'm in the rectifying. You causing problems, I'm in the rectifying.
Man, what are we doing? These kids are dying. When we gonna stand up and do the right thing?
DJ the vibe,
DJ the vibe,
DJ the vibe,
DJ the vibe,
drop it, put that gun down. Drop it, put that gun down. Drop it, put that gun down. Drop it, put that gun down.
Tell me when the killing gon' stop. Only when the slug hits you in the night and you drop. I see you in the drop. Tryna be a trap star, wanna be rap star. What happens when the gun's in your face? Or the drugs found inside your place? SWAT team rushing, busting, clutching muskets, you're flustered. Now you're behind bars, and your girl with the behind is messing with your dog. And she's at the bar, where your cellmate's trying to turn you into a broad. You're cool,
okay.
You're hard,
okay.
You got that clip,
I get it.
You bust that gun,
you spill that blood,
you just that dumb.
I said it.
Drop it, put that gun down. 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 Down, hands up, guns down, hands up, guns down, hands up, guns down, hands up, hands up, hands up.
Hands up. Hands up. Press one.
Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, cause a Holy Ghost party don't stop.
Oh, that's good.
Let's go! Turn it up, turn it up. Warm it up, warm it up.
Every day I try to make it in, oh,
the only thing that matters is
just wanna make it in for myself. All I care about is my business with the Lord, yeah.
Rhythm and gospel.
Hey man, you pay your tithe? Hey dog, I pay my tithe, you know what I'm saying? I got that on rap, baby, but I do it my way. So yo, what's your way? I peep this, yo. You know what I'm saying? When I get my check cash, right, I go in my backyard. You know what I'm saying? I take that cash in my hand, right? I pay my tithe, yo. I just throw that money up in the air. God, who he say he is, he'll keep what he wants. Everything else come down belong to me, baby. Pay tight. What's tight, baby? Pay tight.
R&G, reaching your soul.
Hey, pay my time. Get
that's right. Let's get together wherever, whenever. Let's just do it. 754-24-MUSIC. 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 And hit me up and let's make it happen. Text, call, that's all you need to do to get connected. Music, fun, social events, games, entertainment, news, and you can win prizes. And if you're trying to get it right and you determined to make it better, make sure you get connected.
DJDevice.com.
Right about now, you should be on the next level, taking your quality of life to the next level as well. Make sure you equip yourself to endure to the end. Remember, if you're trying to get it right and you want to do better, make sure you log on to DJDevice.com to get your D-mixes, your information, your knowledge, wisdom, and reports to make you feel good. That's right. I'm DJ Device, rhythm and gospel, replacing the blues with the good news. I'm out. I'm tripping. I'm just ready to go party somewhere.
DJDevice.com.
Out to community and give. And we have a program called Adopt a Family, where we believe every church in this country should be doing. Families need to be nurtured as a unit. We believe that God doesn't speak English, and that he speaks spirit. He doesn't speak Creole or French. But when he looks at our English word love, he spells it G-I-V-E. I believe that it's your turn to take the opportunity to give. That's to love and to nurture a family. Our brothers and sisters, we need your prayers. We need your financial support. We need you to take your turn. Remember, spell love, G-I-V-E. May God richly bless you and your family. Thank you.
This is Maurice Griffin, and you're listening to Guts with Nikki V.
This is Bishop Alan Meshagan, and he pastors one of the largest churches in Atlanta, Georgia, East West Church.
This is Maurice Griffin, and you're listening to Guts with Nikki V.
In this place tonight, we are expecting the awesome power of the Holy Ghost to touch each and every person that's in this room. Reach over and tell somebody that the Holy Ghost is here for you tonight. And all you have to do is receive. Tell them all you have to do. Love him with all your heart. There's a little song that says this to the Lord.
I love you forever.
Help me. King.
Forever you're my King.
If you love him, come on, let's sing that. I love you.
I love you. Shelter.
Talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm your host, Nikki V, and we do thank you so much for tuning into the broadcast and being a part of what God is doing right here and right now. I am so grateful to be able to be with you, and we thank you so much for tuning in and listening up, and we are indeed ecstatic about what God is doing right here and right now. A wonderful time, and we are indeed happy to be able to be with you all today and to talk to you a little bit. We're expecting to do some things at the top of the hour, but in the meantime, we are so grateful to have you all listening. And the number to call, 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. You can join us and talk to us, and we will enjoy hearing from you and being able to talk with you and to be able to know what it is that you are interested in. But right now, we're going to go back to our Of a Servant Leader and talking about edging God out and dealing with fear as being one of the components by which you edge God out. And so we thank God again for you all who are tuning into the broadcast and listening up, who have been listening in and who have been checking us out. A big bless out to Pastor Patterson. We thank God for you, sir, tuning into the broadcast and listening to us. Also, we thank God for a lot of the people in the Pompano District who are listening in. Also want to say a big bless out to Solid Rock District. You're in your district meeting this week at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, beginning at 7 p.m. And we've got like a little training session until 7:45. And then right then we're going to get started with our evening service and our evening worship. Each night is something special. But I want to remind you or let you know about Thursday night, being a very important night, because Thursday night we'll be dealing with relationships, and relationships matter to God, and we have a guest coming in from Trinity University. And so it's going to be a phenomenal evening where we're going to really deal with and have a symposium on. So we're going to shout in revival all week except for Thursday night. Thursday night we probably get our shout on, but we're also going to get our learning on. So join us for our Solid Rock District district meeting. And we're expecting God to do some phenomenal things during the meeting. It's all going to be happening at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with the senior pastor, Superintendent Roger A. Grimes, youth pastor, Lady Aurelia Grimes, and our assistant pastor is none other than Elder Bishop Lewis Smith. Our mother's board president is Mother Lois Jones. Well, I kind of took up a little time before I got into our discussion. We're going to take that back up, though, a little bit more about it coming up in a few. But I do want to take a little bit of time just to kind of let you all know that, of course, I'm associated, affiliated with, partnered with Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ. And we do meet on Sundays at 9 a.m. for prayer, 9:30 Sunday school, 11 a.m. morning worship. And on the fourth Sundays, we end up having everything moved back a half an hour because we have an 8 o'clock morning manna service. Look like I've got some people. Yep, they are tuning in and they're letting me know about what's going on. And so thank you so much again for tuning in and listening up. Thank you all for letting me know that you all are tuning in and listening up and letting us know, but that it is all going to be good and everything is going to be all right. Yeah, so we thank you again for tuning into the broadcast. I'm Nikki V. The number to call, 954-554-6755. Big bless out to those of you who were texting. I know some of you said you didn't want me to mention you, so I'm not mentioning you. I'm just letting you know, because you know who you are, that we're grateful for, we said not to mention your name. Thank God for you, but thank you for texting. Thank you for sharing and sending us your information. Also, again, big bless out to Sade, and Sade Stovall did a great job on Sunday. Ministered in dance like nobody's business, and it's right there on the Fort Lauderdale Facebook page. You can check it out. I'll try to see if I can throw it up on YouTube so the rest of y'all can enjoy it. There is a moment where I had to get off of her for a moment with the camera because I had to stop a baby from jumping in the way. But we thank God for you all again tuning into the broadcast. You tuned in to Guts, Gospel United Save, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm your host, Nikki V. We're going to take that break. When we come back, we'll let you know a little bit more about what's going on and get you all involved with what's happening right here on Guts, Gospel United Saved. We'll take back up with that fear so that we will stop edging God out.
The Friends of the Tyrone Bryant Branch Library is a group of special and talented volunteers with a vision to make a positive change in the community. The group sponsors book fairs, the Florida Library Youth Program of summer-long activities for children and staff, and volunteer recognition events. The Friends of the Tyrone Bryant Branch Library work in harmony with each other in order to increase membership in the group. The Friends support many other programs for adults and children. These programs include, but are not limited to, poetry events, children author story times, staff appreciation, volunteer recognition, leadership programs, Black History Month programs, assistance with Tyrone Bryant Branch Library statistical sampling, and the Adult Reading Summer Program. The members of the group raise funds for unbudgeted items such as craft supplies, prizes, and special programs. The group was recognized recently with an award for support of programming efforts to promote love of literature. And the hats off to Friends. Friends Luncheon. For more information about the Friends of the Tyrone Bryant Branch Library, call 954-357-8210. 954-357-8210. Opportunities for involvement in Friends groups exist at most Broward County Library branches. For more information about other Friends groups, contact the Friends of Broward County Library at 954-357-7771. That's 954-357-7771. Remember, good friends make great libraries. Focus of Friends, the Friends of the Tyrone Bryant Branch Library.
Bringing you the best in gospel music, Christian talk, financial advice, and health advice. It's WEXY 1520, the Spirit of South Florida, Wilton Manors, Fort Lauderdale, and Miami.
Yes, my goodness, you have been listening to Guts, Gospel United, Save a Variety Talk Show with a Christian Point of View, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm your host, Nikki V, and we thank you so much for tuning into the broadcast and being a part of what God is doing. And right now, I told you we were getting ready to hear from President Marlon Bolton, and I wasn't telling you a fib. He is definitely getting ready to pop up in studio and share with us a little bit about the Law Care Group and how you can get what you need from a lawyer simply by connecting with the Law Care Group. Welcome to the broadcast. We thank God for you, President Marlon Bolton.
Hey, Nikki, how are you?
Just wonderful, wonderful, thank God. And it's been it's a beautiful day today. We're having a great time. And South Florida is really experiencing a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere today. And it's wonderful to have you joining in with us on this great atmosphere.
Yes, thank you for having me. As you said, the Law Care Group is a group of lawyers who have come together to make sure that everybody that has legal issues are well taken care of. So we're not a large network of attorneys or a prepaid lawyer service, but we are deal with personal injury law. We also deal with immigration. We also deal with foreclosure and real estate and criminal law, that is criminal defense and expungement of your criminal records. We talk about divorce and child support in family law. And so any type of issue that you may have, the Law Care Group is able to help you. 954-906-7444. That is 954-906-7444. That is the number to call. If you're in a car accident, whether you're the driver or the passenger, the Law Care Group can help you. That is one of the largest part of our business. We help so many people that are in a car accident. So if your relative, your friend, even yourself, you're in a car accident, please call the Law Care Group at 954-906-7444. That is 954-906-7444. As you noticed, I said whether you're the driver or passenger, means if you are the passenger as well, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whether the person that was driving is at fault or not, once you are hurt in that accident, you can get paid for your injuries, 954-906-7444. In Florida, Florida is a no-fault time, whether it is the fault of somebody or not. You're entitled to up to $10,000 in lost wages and medical benefits. So that's at least $10,000 if you're looking at. Call the Law Care Group now, and our attorneys will be able to help you. 954-906-7444. We go by the saying that says nobody should hurt you and get away with it. That simply means if somebody hit your car, and that's, you shouldn't just let it slide, because you're going to have medical bills that you have to steer on. You're going to have to fix your car, that sort of stuff. And the insurance companies are maybe going to get involved. You want to be able, attorneys who are aggressive, who are passionate about what they do, on your side. 954-906-7444. 954-906-7444. Just to recap, we don't only deal with personal injury, that is car accidents. We deal with so many different aspects of law. So if you're listening to us right now and you want to call us for something else, that is immigration, criminal, foreclosure defense, real estate, you're calling us because you're having issues with your family, that is divorce and child support, we want to help you. Criminal expungement, meaning you got in trouble, now you want to seal the criminal record. We deal with those as well. Somebody in your family is in trouble and you want to be able to help them and anything like that. 954-906-7444. Back to you, Nikki.
Well, thank you so much, President Bolton, and we thank you so much for sharing that information. I know that many of you who are listening to this broadcast, you probably have sons or daughters who ended up in the criminal system while they were young. Some weird things may have happened to them, such as their juvenile status got messed up somewhere in Tallahassee while they were in there, because between the time that they went in and they were juvenile until the time that they're now beginning to get out, which they should have gotten out on probation, but something happened and it all of a sudden became an issue where now, instead of them being tried or held as a juvenile, they took him out of the juvenile camp, they put him in the regular prison with the regular population, and they have him as an adult status, making it almost impossible for you to get your child back out of prison. Well, I'm sure that the Law Care Group, am I right, President Bolton, can help you work through those paperwork so that you might be able to get the justice that you deserve.
Absolutely. We deal with so many different cases that are PB is hard. There's even a young man right now. He is in prison. He's serving a life sentence. We won't go into the details of the case, but he's serving a life sentence. He has been there so long, and so he was put there under the old law. And I can explain when a lot of people call, but the old law was where the Florida had. You could be let out on parole, let's say. And so now he's fighting. And I'm telling you, our attorneys are winning. Our attorneys are winning. Anybody who's calling should be able to get information from us. We'll be glad to help you. 906-7444. Any type of law, we have attorneys in our office that can assist you with it.
All right, so make sure, South Florida, you take down this number. Make sure you get it and put it in your phone. Put it on you. Keep it somewhere with you because you never know when you're going to be in need of legal services. I remember the fact that here in it, well, anywhere really, you really almost don't have any rights because you won't know what those rights are unless you have somebody who understands what the rights are. So you need to get somebody when you're in a predicament where you think, and oftentimes we don't think certain things are bad or certain predicaments are bad. So we don't recognize or even we're not even alerted to the fact that this may be a time that we need legal help. Yeah, I know. Some of y'all get rushed into stuff and you don't even know. I'm not sure
if
the Law Care Group handles this, but I know one thing. Oftentimes when we're getting ready to, for us in the community, when we're getting ready to buy a house, we let somebody come in, walk us through the buying the house, not knowing any of the stuff. They tell you, sign here. Oh, yeah, that just means that this is that and the other. And then many of us, that's the reason why the real estate market got so messed up. We didn't know what a balloon payment was or what that meant. All we knew was we were getting a great deal on a house. If you had had a lawyer with you reviewing those documents, 954-906-7444. That's 954-906-7444. President Bolton, I just don't know if there's anything else you need to say or want to say. I'd like to give you that time now. But I want to let people know the Law Care Group is there for you, so no one should hurt you and get away with it. Give them a call today, 954-906-7444. Whether you need a lawyer or don't need a lawyer, I think you should give them a call and find out. Just find out what it's about. If you definitely need a lawyer, then make sure you call. But if you're not, you know, I don't know if I need a lawyer, let me tell them about some things that I'm dealing with. Call them, 954-906-7444. You'll be amazed at how many things you really do need a lawyer for.
That's That is right. That is right. We need lawyers as well. You know, pastors, you may be listening to me and you need 501c3s or you want to know how the law goes on something, call us. We'll be able to help you. 954-906-7444.
All right, President Bolton. I just wanted real quick one more thing because I was thinking about this, especially with the changes in the law in terms of, you know, as I've seen in the news, this has been back and even now where we're dealing with LGBT community, dealing with the transgender and the pro-gender agenda and all those different things as far as churches, because you're talking about churches. Churches may need certain bylaws and certain documents that they need to have in their possession so that they won't be forced freedom of religion. Am I right?
Yes, and that is such a great and valid point. Churches are being sued left, right, and center, and you know you may not hear about it, but so many churches are being sued, and they're not just being sued because they don't want to deal with weddings. They're being sued because churches are not dealing with dedicating the babies of gay and lesbian parents. And so it is so important that churches have bylaws and constitutions that safeguard them. And when you call our office, we're so passionate about it. You know what? We'll almost give everything to you because we've worked on it so many times over that we know exactly what churches need. So, you know, just the other day, one pastor was counseling somebody, and they're like, oh, my gosh, you know, they were being accused of things. They came to our office. We gave them a huge, nice agreement to give to future people that they're counseling. We have counseling agreements. We have bylaws, constitutions, doctrines, whatever you need. You're starting a church. You're starting a business. We have the bylaw. We have the articles of incorporation, all this stuff. It's amazing about the resources that we have. We can help you. Help is on the way. Please call us, or you never know when you'll need our services. Put it in your phone or write it somewhere. Call me now or call me later, 954-906-7444. We can help you.
Well, we thank you so much, and we appreciate you joining us as a partner and partnering with us in the community to make sure our community has what it needs in order to succeed. That is the Law Care Group. No one should hurt you and get away with it. Whatever you may be going through, there's a possibility you need a lawyer. And then, of course, if you don't know why you need a lawyer right now, don't worry about that. All I need you to do is take this number down. Keep it for safekeeping, because there will be a time in your life where you're going to want to have somebody, and you're going to be like, gosh, I'm glad I took down this number, 954-906-7444. If you don't, you're going to regret that you didn't take it down, 954-906-7444. 7444. President Marlon Bolton and the Law Care Group is here for you.
Man, get up. You can do it. Don't be afraid of change. Your destiny awaits you. Climb harder. You got more in you. Touchdown!
Harvest Reapers International School of Ministry
and Life Coaching System
are offering the best life skills courses in the USA today.
Become a part of the fastest growing industry in the world.
Let us show you how to be successful in everything you do.
Become a life coach in just 3 short weeks.
Harvest Reapers International School of Ministries and Life Coaching Systems are teaching you how to become successful in everything you do.
This is Apostle and Life Coach Howard Akins Jr. Don't miss this opportunity of a lifetime.
Call today for the next open house in your city, 754-422-4200. 754-422-4200.
Here we are.
I hope she's home.
Can I ring the bell?
May I ring the bell?
But I want to.
Well, somebody better, or we'll miss our visit with Mrs. G.
Hello. I'm glad to see you. I was listening for you. Come on in.
How about some stories?
Yes, I've got some specially for you. prisoner Paul stepped off the ship in Puteoli, the port of Rome, he still had 75 miles to walk to reach his appointed destination, Rome. It had been a long, tedious, dangerous journey, 2,000 miles from Caesarea. He'd even suffered shipwreck on the way. Now, at the port of Rome, Puteoli, some Christians gathered around. "Oh, we wish you could stay with us a few days, Paul," they said. "Is it impossible?" "No, a good idea," said kindly Roman army officer Julius, who was prisoner Paul's guard. "Off you go, Paul, and have a little holiday. It will do you good. We'll start our walk to Rome 1 week from today." And a week later to the day, Paul's party started their 75-mile walk along the Appian Way towards Rome. The Appian Way was famous. It was the longest and straightest of all Roman roads. It's still there. I traveled along it the other day and saw some of the huge paving stones Paul must have walked over. Some walk 75 miles. After walking about 30 miles, they came to one of the travelers' rests at a village called Market of Appius. What a surprise was waiting for prisoner Paul here. The Christians in Rome had heard that he was on his way, and some of them had hurried to this spot to greet him and to escort him the rest of the way, 43 miles, to the great city of Rome. 10 miles further on, at the next traveler's rest, called the Three Taverns, who should be there but another party of Christians who had also traveled out from Rome to greet Paul? The Bible tells us that when Paul saw all these Christians who had come out from Rome to meet him, he thanked God and was greatly encouraged. Let's look at the travelers, shall we? There's prisoner Paul, of course, a wiry little man with gray hair. He's chained by the wrist to a strong Roman soldier. There's Roman army officer Julius, every inch a military man. Julius is in charge of the expedition. Julius will hand prisoner Paul over at the Praetorium in Rome, where the Emperor Nero will eventually try Paul's case. There are other prisoners in the party too, some now with a happy light in their eyes. Whatever the verdict may be against them in Rome, they have taken God's gift of eternal life, of which they have heard from prisoner Paul. I see Dr. Luke in the party. I'm sure he's taking care of his good friend, prisoner Paul. I also see Aristarchus from Thessalonica. He does his best to care for his dear friend, prisoner Paul, as well. I say, do you know who else I think I see in the party now? They've come out from Rome to meet him. Prisoner Paul's dear friends, Aquila and Priscilla. I wonder if they still have their tent-making shop in Rome. I'd love to ask them. Oh, no. Who else do you think I see? Two gentlemen, real old friends of yours and mine. They're great friends of prisoner Paul's, too. He mentioned them when he wrote his letter to the Romans about 3 years ago. You and I have known these two gentlemen for years, if it's them. Ever since Jesus sent out the 70 disciples. They're older now for sure, but yes, yes, I'm sure it's them. Who else has an accent like that? Oh, Paul, I never thought I'd live to see you again. You know who that is. You've guessed. Yes, Junius. And there's his friend Andronicus. Listen, oh, Junius, you never did think you'd live to see anything. But here you are living and seeing dear brother Paul again. Andronicus is still trying to keep Junius's thinking straight. And so the party makes its way along the Appian Way to Rome. Oh, what is that shouting? That noise is coming from the Circus Maximus. There are gladiator duels over there, Junius pointed. Makes me shudder. I can't stand the thought of people killing each other to entertain a crowd. I never thought I'd live to see it. Junius really shuddered. You don't see it, Junius, Andronicus said. You'd never be seen in any such place. I hope not, Junius replied dolefully. We Christians may have to fight with wild beasts here in Rome, like we did in Ephesus. Junius shuddered again. Roman army officer Julius handed Paul over to his superior officer. All the documents concerning Paul's case had been lost at sea in the shipwreck. That letter that Governor Festus had laboriously written to the Emperor was gone forever. What was to be done with prisoner Paul now? Paul was not put in jail. Instead, he was allowed to live in his own house, rented at his own expense. He was free, apart from his Roman guard, the soldier chained to his wrist. He could have all the friends he wished to visit him. You may imagine that Paul took a delight in telling all his visitors about the Lord Jesus Christ. Every now and then, Paul would have to report to the imperial tribunal on the Palatine Hill, where the emperor's palace stood. He would walk through the Forum Romanum with all its beautiful marble temples, basilicas, monuments, statues, arches, and stately government offices. Paul saw the beautiful villas of the rich people and the slums of the poor. The poor people's homes were multi-storied, barrack-like buildings made to look elegant on the outside with many windows, but inside they were wretched. There was no Colosseum yet. Where the Colosseum stands now, an ornamental lake was being excavated for Emperor Nero's pleasure. In a year or two, the Colosseum would be erected on this site to seat 55,000 people. Here soon, many Christians would lose their lives fighting with wild beasts for the entertainment of the crowds. Paul would see the idle crowds and the people with no home or hope. Everywhere sacrifices were being offered to this god and that. Priests of various deities were proclaiming the powers of their gods. Their attention-getters were noisy cymbals and brass. There was a colony of Jews, about 30,000 strong, in Rome at this time. Paul knew this. Most of the Jews in Rome when Paul was there were shopkeepers, tailors, and tent makers, like Aquila and Priscilla. There were beggars and peddlers, too, amongst the Jewish community. Paul longed to tell the good news of Jesus to all these people in Rome. He longed to reach the Gentiles and the Jews, rich and poor alike, with the gospel. If the rumble of the carts on the cobblestones during the night woke him up, Paul would be sure to pray for them all. During the daytime, the streets were for pedestrians. Only during the night were carts allowed in the city streets. Paul had been so hounded by his fellow countrymen, the Jews in Jerusalem and elsewhere, that he felt sure some of them had written complaining or warning letters about him to the Jews in Rome. So Paul thought it wise to call together their leaders and tell them exactly how things stood.